Nolte, Desperate Media Seek to Erase Kamala Harris' Failed Border Czar Role. By John Nolte on July 24, 2024. The very same media that championed Kamala Harris as America's new border czar in April of 2021 is now claiming she not only wasn't our border czar, but her duties never included slowing the surge of illegal immigration at our southern border. Here are the proven liars at the far-left PolitiFact. I don't link misinformation, this week providing tackling assistance for Kamala. Nope, they say, she was never border czar. Nope, she was never in charge of decreasing the flow of illegal immigration. Biden tasked Harris with addressing the root causes that drive migration to the United States. He did not task her with controlling who and how many people enter the southern U.S. border. That's the Homeland Security Secretary's responsibility. Experts say that seeing the results of addressing root causes driving people out of Guatemala, El Salvador and Honduras, violence, economic insecurity and corruption, takes time. Let's start debunking that lie with Joe Biden's own words. Here's the relevant portion of Biden's March 25, 2021, public statement. I've asked the VP today, because she's the most qualified person to do it, to lead our efforts with Mexico and the Northern Triangle and the countries that need help in stemming the movement of so many folks, stemming the migration to our southern border. Emphasis added. Here's CNN spinning for Harris this week along with video that proves Kamala lies. It's just a fact that ever since Biden put Harris in charge of solving the border crisis that he deliberately created, we've been told Harris is our border czar and that one of her key roles was to respond to the border surge. A perfect example of this latest media effort to gaslight voters comes from the far-left Axios. Axios headline March 24, 2021, Biden puts Harris in charge of border crisis. President Biden is putting Vice President Harris in charge of addressing the migrant surge at the U.S.-Mexico border, senior administration officials announced on Wednesday. Her first goal will be stemming the flow of illegal migrants to the U.S., emphasis added. The following month, Axios went even further and told us this. Vice President Harris said Wednesday she plans to visit Mexico and Guatemala as soon as possible in a diplomatic effort to address surging migration at the U.S.-Mexico border, Reuters reports. The number of unaccompanied minors crossing the border has reached crisis levels. Harris, appointed by Biden as border czar, said she would be looking at the root causes that drive migration. Emphasis added. You'll note Axios flat out tells us Biden appointed Harris as border czar. But today, this very same Axios is looking to gaslight us into believing Axios itself didn't tell us Harris was America's new border czar. The Trump campaign and Republicans have tagged Harris repeatedly with the border czar title, which she never actually had. Here's the far-left New York Times in April of 2021 telling us Harris will also soon be taking over work from Biden's departing border czar, emphasis added throughout. Ms. Harris will also soon be taking over work from a departing official with years of experience. Last week, Roberta S. Jacobson, the former ambassador to Mexico chosen as Mr. Biden's border czar, said that she would retire from government. She said she was happy to see Ms. Harris assume the work of stemming migration from Central America. Nobody could be more delighted to see the vice president take on that role, Ms. Jacobson said. Update: after more than 3 years, the far-left Axios takes its marching orders from Team Kamala and corrects the truth into a lie. End update. You see, when there was political upside in describing Harris as a big-shot border czar, the media told us she was a big-shot border czar. But now, after more than 3 years of unmitigated failure, we're told she was never border czar. Going even further with the gaslighting, we are also being told that none of Kamala's responsibilities ever included stemming the flow of illegals at the southern border. And yet, here's the far-left Associated Press in March of 2021 hailing Harris's role in securing our border. Headline: Biden taps VP Harris to lead response to border challenges. Opening paragraphs. President Joe Biden has tapped Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the White House effort to tackle the migration challenge at the U.S. southern border and work with Central American nations to address root causes of the problem. Biden made the announcement as he and Harris met at the White House on Wednesday with Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and other immigration advisors to discuss the increase in migrants, including many unaccompanied minors, arriving at the border in recent weeks. Here's a report from The Hill in April of 2021. But, former border czar Jacobson's exit comes as the administration grapples with historic levels of attempted border crossings and as the White House names new personnel, like Vice President Harris, to respond to the border surge. BBC on March 24, 2021. Biden tasks Harris with tackling migrant influx on U.S.-Mexico border. U.S. President Joe Biden has put Vice President Kamala Harris in charge of controlling migration at the southern border following a big influx of new arrivals. NBC on March 24, 2021. Biden tasks Harris with stemming the migration on southern border. The vice president is expected to focus on both curbing the current flow of migrants and coordinating with countries in the region to address the root causes of migration. President Joe Biden announced Wednesday that he has appointed Vice President Kamala Harris to lead efforts to stem migration across the U.S.-Mexico border, as the administration faces growing political pressure to address a surge in undocumented migrant children unaccompanied by parents. Politico on March 24, Biden makes Harris the point person on immigration issues amid border surge. Vice President Kamala Harris will be the White House's point person on immigration issues at the nation's southern border, President Joe Biden announced Wednesday, tasking her with stemming the rising tide of migrants, many of them unaccompanied children, arriving in the U.S. CBS on March 24, 2021. Harris to lead administration's efforts to stem migration at border. President Biden announced Wednesday he had tapped Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the administration's efforts to stem migration at the southern border. Her role comes as border apprehensions have soared since Mr. Biden took office. The corporate media told us Harris was our new border czar. Now this same media want to gaslight us by saying she wasn't our border czar and no one but right-wing nuts ever said she was. The media, and Biden, told us Harris was put in charge of stemming the flow of illegal immigration at our southern border. Now this same media want to gaslight us by telling us her only job was to address the root causes of illegal immigration and that no one but right-wing nuts ever said anything different. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.